Tempe City Councilman Colby Granville was fired from his job teaching at Tempe Preparatory Academy last month. This came after allegations from two former students who said he gave them alcohol when they were still underage. One also said he made unwanted advances toward her. Granville denied the allegations when speaking to the Arizona Republic. We reached out to Councilman Granville for comment, but did not hear back.
The school's legal counsel provided KJZZ with a statement that read in part, quote, Tempe Preparatory Academy recently severed its employment relationship with one of its teachers, Mr. Colby Granville. We want to be clear that the reason for Mr. Granville's termination has nothing to do with any known misconduct involving current students. We think it is important, however, to take allegations of any improper or unethical behavior seriously and to act swiftly, which we did in this case. We do not comment on personnel matters, so we will not comment on the details of this matter. Other than to say that we believe we fully and thoroughly investigated the matter and reached the correct result. We take our charge to watch over, care for, and educate our students very seriously, which is the reason for our swift and decisive action, end quote. Joining us now to talk about all this is Ann Ryman. She covers education for the Arizona Republic. She's been reporting on this. Ann, good morning.
Good morning.
So what exactly is Councilman Granville accused of doing here?
He's accused of, there are two former students at the school, and he's accused of providing alcohol to both of them when they were under 21. And furthermore, one of them said he made unwanted sexual advances towards her. Now, he has acknowledged that, he had a friendship that turned into a relationship with one of the school's former students. He's been very clear about saying, though, it began when she was in college. She was not at the school. He has categorically denied, providing underage alcohol to any minor.
Now, Ann, he's also saying that he believes that these allegations maybe are payback for him breaking up with the woman with whom he was dating?
Yes, in an email to the school shortly after he was fired, that was one issue that he raised.
What's next? I mean, what is the school taking any action? Might there be action from the city council because of this?
Well, this morning, Councilman Randy Keating issued a statement basically calling for a city investigation into the matter. And Councilman Keating feels that if the allegations are found to be true, Councilman Granville should resign.
And now we've seen, and Mark alluded to this, that Colby Granville had been in the news before for violating the city's code of conduct. There's a city council election in March. We have seen an example, and just to go off a little bit, in Mesa, where a councilman had bouts with DUIs, and ultimately the council decided to do something. Do you know if the council can act? Can they decide to do something with him? Is there something in Tempe's code there?
I'm still kind of confirming exactly, who would authorize the investigation, whether it would be the city attorney or whether the council would act themselves. But there is something in the city charter that would allow one of those two entities to take action. The other thing that's also happened this morning is that someone running for council, Justin Stewart, he had previously been endorsed by Colby Granville. And last night after our story published, he posted on Facebook that he is rejecting that endorsement.
And as we introduced you, we read a comment from the school. Did you get anything else from them? Any more details?
We did a public records request to the school for basically his personnel file, any complaints against him, and that was really what formed the basis for our story. We were able to get, they did conduct an investigation of the matter, which they said is attorney-client privilege and did not give that out, but we, got a copy of any complaints that had been filed against him, a copy of his termination with the school, and enough detail there to, form the basis of the story.
And were you and your colleagues able to contact him or get in touch with him? And we mentioned that, we did not hear back from him this morning. Is he saying anything about this other than what is in the emails between him and the school?
My colleague here, we did conduct an interview with him yesterday, so probably about 25, 30-minute interview. I don't know if, to be frank, whether he'll comment again today or if he's just going to kind of let what he said so far stand.
All right, that's Ann Ryman, who covers education for the Arizona Republic, been covering the story about Colby Granville. And thanks a lot for your time. We appreciate it.
Thank you.